so all alone. I've tried to work my way back, back to that place I long to be. I'm trying to work my way back, back to that place I long to be. California weather's nice, yeah, when the shelter's good.
Kicking off this edition of Minnesota Music Memories. Now that is a rockin' blues rockin' gem if there ever was. Kicking things off from 1975 was a group. Now this is more than a mouthful for the name of the group we just played. They were went by the name of Aces, Straights, and Shuffles. And what's important about this band is some of the people that were featured in this band, including a pre-Fabulous Thunderbirds, Kim Wilson. He actually kicked off his career in the Twin Cities, teaming up with Bruce McCabe in this group called Aces, Straights, and Shuffles. And this is kind of a nice little underground selection that has been popularized, I guess, by certain segments of the blues population. But for us, this is a nice unearthed gem of a track, and that's the way we're rolling here on this edition of Minnesota Music Memories from 1975. And speaking of Bruce McCabe, you know, we talked a little bit about Kim Wilson here, but Bruce McCabe needs to have a light shined on him. He's went on to play and write songs for Lamont Cranston, the Hoopsnakes, Johnny Lang, and he's had a band by the name of Rich Poor Men. And boy, he's had to battle many a health issue the last few years of his life, fighting two brain tumors. And they recently, a couple years back here, were getting together a documentary about his life. Haven't heard too much more by way of what's going on with the Bruce McCabe documentary, but let's hope we can check that out soon. So Bruce McCabe, another one of the many great talented artists. And that song, by the way, too, let's mention that little tune we just played from Aces, Straights, and Shuffles, 2,000 Miles. Well, it got into the Minnesota Blues Society Hall of Fame back in 2007. So this song not only sprung some great acts, great artists, but it was a Blues Society Hall of Famer. Yeah, we're kind of going into the random grab bag of 60s, 70s fun on this edition of Minnesota Music Memories right here, courtesy of Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ. We record this little ditty here at the Broadcast Center, the River Falls, Minnesota, and we thank the listeners who listen on not only our FM side of things, on radio Northland.org, our website. Yeah, we play this little show too on Sunday afternoons on HD Radio 3 Neon 90. Check it out, RadioNorthland.org. It's time to get into our first set on Minnesota Music Memories, and we're going to be featuring an artist by the name of Jimmy Bowman. Jimmy Bowman was an influential jazz and blues pianist. He was born in 1918 at Lake Charles, Louisiana, but made his way up to Minnesota and lived, worked, and made some really, really cool music. We're going to talk a little bit about him. He was inducted into the Minnesota Jazz Music Awards Hall of Fame back in 1990. He died in 1992 in May. at the age of 73 from heart failure. He was a protege of great jazz pianist Earl Fava Hines. He performed in numerous Minnesota nightclubs over 35 years and recorded 7 albums, including I'm All Smiles. And he had an album he released in 91 called Through the Years. We're going to take 2 now from Jimmy Bowman. The next 2 selections from Jimmy Bowman come from a rather interesting record. Very cool cover. The cover drew me in. I was looking online for some material and looking for source material to play. And I saw this cover on one of the sites I was at. And I read some information about the album. And I'm like, I'm hooked. Now we're going to play 2 songs from a record Jimmy Bowman released called Swings at the Golden Fox. And yeah, this is for the late 60s cocktail set. We're talking Jimmy Bowman, the journeyman pianist who apparently had a residency at the Golden Fox Club in Minneapolis. The title of the album is a little misleading, though, because some of it was recorded at the UA Recording Studio in Minneapolis rather than at the Golden Fox himself. Some of the musicians playing on it, the unusual duo of Bowman and bassist Duffy Goodlow, are joined by a full band of other musicians on this collection. Oh, we're going to enjoy this right now. We're going to have a little fun. This was released on Jimmy Bowman's Bo Peep label. And yeah, it's just was a little taste. He initially released a Taster 45 before he put out the full-length album. And on that Taster 45 was On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever, and a loungy version of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears track Spinning Wheels. So if you can find that from Jimmy Bowman, oh boy, send it to me. I would love to play it on Minnesota Music Memories. We're going to play something from Jimmy Bowman, Swings at the Golden Fox. Coming up, the Calypso Blues. But right now, here is Mr. Jimmy Bowman with Long Line Lover on Minnesota Music Memories. You never know what you're going to hear.
I came in with a group of 20. There ain't left but half as many in the clay, in the clay. Long line rider, turn away. There's a farm in Arkansas, got some secrets in the floor, in the cave, in the cave. You can tell just where they're at. Nothing grows in the ground, it's flat. Where they lay, where they lay. Long, long rider, turn away. Though the record shows so clear, not a single man was here anyway, anyway. That's the tale of what he tells as he counts them in the cells by the day, by the day. Long rider, turn away. Said investigate, excuse me sir, it's a little late. In the spring, let us break. This kind of thing can't happen here, especially not in election year. Out of my way, out of my way. Long line rider, turn away. Play, dig and play. And the ground calls up the blues, wearing shirts and funny boots. Home away, home away. Long, long rider, Yes, I heard a brother moan. Now they plow him up at home. In this way, in this way. I said, buddy, shake the glue. And just here to make more room to play USA.
She feels so sad, and I don't got no money to take us back to Trinidad. Fine Calypso woman, cook me shrimps and rice. Fine Calypso woman, cook me shrimps and rice. These Yankee hot dogs gonna treat me stomach very nice. Well, I'm sitting by the ocean, how she feels so sad. Don't got no money to take us back to Trinidad. Well, I say to Yankee girl, give me big scare. Blocky root, blondy hair, her eyelash false and her face is pink. Heads is where the gal she ain't. She duty bug when she should waltz. I even think her name is false. But Calypso girl is good a lot. What you see is what she got. Sitting by the ocean, how she feels so sad. Don't got no money to take us back to Trinidad.
Enjoying the Calypso Blues with Jimmy Bauman on this edition of Minnesota Music Memories. Before that, we heard his version of Long Line Rider. Now, we switch gears just a little bit out of Jimmy Bauman's Calypso Blues to play a little something from a ruckus rock and roll psychedelic outfit that was formed in the Twin Cities area. We're talking about the group Lightning. Well, they were known as White Lightning for a while, and their seeds were planted back in August 1968 when guitar player Tom Zippy Kaplan leaves the group The Litter after The Litter were filmed playing live at the Electric Theater in Chicago for what was to be the movie Medium Cool. And he got together with Woody Woodrich. The two were inspired by the band Cream and decided to put together a brand new group, a power trio in the vein of Cream, called White Lightning. Gar Johnson joins the band on the drums and vocals, and the three musicians begin to rehearse. And after a few weeks, Gar didn't last too long and decided to leave. And Woody ended up getting a hold of someone he knew, a roadie from his days in the litter, Ron Roberts in Chicago, and informs the group is looking for a drummer. Through Ron, he suggested Mickey Stanhope, a drummer from Joliet, Illinois. Not a Minnesotan, but from Illinois, who was playing at a local Chicago venue. Mickey ended up migrating over to Minneapolis, and they ended up joining the group that became White Lightning. With the new lineup, they ended up learning some songs. You know, the basic power trio stuff like Cream. They threw in The Doors. They're doing covers of the Quicksilver Messenger Service. And, they decided after getting together, playing together, they started thinking, hey, you know what, why don't we record a 45 before playing any gigs? So, Zippy Kaplan made the choice to make the album before they get doing the circuit. And they contact former litter producer and songwriter by the name of Warren Kendrick to see if he could come up with a song for them to record. Warren gets has a meeting with the group and plays a song that he wrote called Paupers and Poets, which was changed by Zippy to Of Paupers and Poets just before its release. The band at the time weren't exactly too keen on the track. They felt it was just a little too much on the poppy side for them. They wanted the rock and roll a little bit. So they gave it a hard rock makeover, and they entered a studio in Minneapolis by the name of Universal Audio and recorded the tune written by Kendrick and a B-side. The flip side, it was a track called William that was written by Zippy, Woody, and a friend of Woody's by the name of Bill Struthers. Litter roadie Bill Pluta is at the recording studio and adds a loud scream at the beginning of the guitar solo, which does not go over well with Warren and is immediately taken away from the track. And then it was in 68 that Warren, fall of 68, they went into record. It was by late 68 that he released the 45 on his own Hexagon label. And then the band did the promotion circuit. They promoted the record around town, got a little airplay, and it reached the top 10 on local station KDWB in the early part of February 1969. And no one at the time was aware that this was actually made by a Minneapolis group. In fact, people actually thought that the song Of Paupers and Poets was made by Cream, and it got them a lot of airplay. And things started looking up for the group. Like I said, they started getting hooked up with booking agents. They ended up opening up for other acts, and it was from there they decided they were going to write some more songs. It was by 1969 that Ron Roberts started writing original songs with the band members and joins the group on lead and second guitar. The group recorded some more original stuff at Warren Kendrick's studio Audio City in mid-1969 on East Lake Street in Minneapolis, and they also did some stuff at Herb Pilhoffer's original Sound 80 recording studio in Edina. So, they ended up going to the Sound 80. It was by 1970 that they ended up recording at the new location in Southeast Minneapolis and recorded an album's worth of songs. Oh, yes. And it was from there, they ended up getting hooked up with Atco Records, which was the division at the time of Atlantic Records. Eventually, the band broke up due to musical differences between Woodridge and Kaplan. Of course, the two had butted heads many times through the years. And, what we know about the group after they broke up, before that, they ended up putting out four albums: Of Paupers and Poets in 68, Lightning in 1970, Under the Screaming Double Eagle 1995, there was a collection released. There's also some stuff post-breakup called The Lost Studio Album 1969 and White Lightning Strikes Twice in 1997. What happened to the group? Well, as of the past couple of years, I haven't had too much of a read on them. Ron Roberts was touring with numerous acts in the 1970s and 80s, including Bowie, Linda Ronstadt, the Righteous Brothers, Ike and Tina, and many, many more. He formed two companies, Esoteric Pictures and Ravon Entertainment, and he is doing quite well. It was the summer of 2010 that Pat Robinson at work on Kids That Rock, a concept for teaching music to children across the Los Angeles area. Zip Kaplan, by the way, is recording another music project with his Ventures tribute group, the Surf Dogs, or has been working with that for some time. Oh, and that's pretty much all we got from what's going on. Mickey Stanhope is married and living in Las Vegas. So there you go. Let's play three now from White Lightning, or Lightning, whatever you wanted to call them. We're going to go back to the song that kicked it off for him. And thankfully, the song that got people confused, they thought it was Cream. We're going to play of Paupers and Poets, and then we're going to dig into some of this great lost stuff from White Lightning. Yes, here on Minnesota Music Memories. Let's get our rock and roll on.
capturing a sigh of love, golden wisp of light. Soon you'll have a chance to live inside our universe on a tranquil star called Rebirth. Rich man, poor man, it's all the same. The one who has a gentle brain will find his riches in all his dreams. Love be his heart. His heart be the sea. He'll find a new and better world, you'll see. is what we all can give.
Going to be playing more of that act in upcoming editions of Minnesota Music Memories in the spring of 2016 and maybe summertime too, from a great collection put out by Cleopatra Records. Actually, there's two collections put out from the group White Lightning that you may want to check out if you can't get your hands on the original vinyl. It's called A Severe Stoner Hard Rock Thunderstorm from 1968 to 1971, and there's also one called White Lightning Strikes Twice, 68 through 69. I took those three you just heard from the Severe Stoner Hard Rock Thunderstorm compilation. Freedom is live with giving. I try to figure that out. I hope you did too. We heard from White Lightning, Madam Sunrise, and the single that confused many but launched a career. Well, at least for a while, things were good to go. With a real, I love the title, Of Paupers and poets as we cruise through this just a random sampling. That's kind of what I like to do here with the program, is just give you little tastes of artists from the past. You know, sometimes they're connected. Other times, you know, I kind of go all over the tracks. But this time, I think we've really built some cohesion here with some of the selected acts on this episode of Minnesota Music Memories. Our final full set features a group that was formed in northern Minnesota in 1969 and stuck around until they split up in 1974. Now, it was just last year that they celebrated the 45th anniversary of the release of their debut self-titled record. Now, the group I'm talking about is Podipto. And yeah, they were known as one of the brightest acts to come out of the Midwest around the late 60s into the 70s. They had a style that blended rock and roll with blues and country and made a real, almost a real unique sound for themselves that would never be forgotten by those of whom listened, in as far as the fans and critics alike. And it was throughout the 70s. This group was moving around. Yeah, they toured the country performing with acts such as Elton John, James Taylor, Linda Ronstadt, Kenny Rogers, the Guess Who, Polko, the Carpenters, John Sebastian, and many more. And the core of the group's sound was created by a blend of three vocalists, two male and one female, who traded leads and joined in harmony. Podipto could shift from dreamy 70s folk to growling rock and roll blues on a dime. And yeah, they were one that wasn't pinned down by one sort of genre. Most of the band's original music, Podipto's music, was written by rhythm guitarist and vocalist John Collins and bassist Jack Sundrup. Now, that name may be familiar to some because I do believe Carl Unbehown, my partner in Minnesota Music Memories, plays some of that music on another show that highlights the great Minnesota talents. Minnesota Homebrew. Okay, bassist Jack Sundrup in the group. Dan Lund played electric guitar, and his then-wife at the time, Karen, provided vocals and piano. John Calder was the initial drummer, but then he got drafted into the Army, and apparently Steve Rundquist replaced him on drums. Band made a few lineup changes in 73 and kind of hung on, I guess, until 74 when they split up. They ended up in their short time together, Podipto, recorded two albums. The first was in 1970, the one I'm going to be playing you a couple of tracks of, for GRT Records of Canada. And it was shortly after the release of that record that the label, well, it wasn't exactly making a lot of money. They ended up leaving Podipto and its other bands with an uncertain future, and really soured the group on record companies and dubious of record companies. Podipto recorded its second album, just as the title suggests, Homemade. Band had split it up in 1974, October of that year, due to the dismay of many of their fans who truly embraced their sound. And yes, it was 45 years ago that we first heard of the group Podipto. And we're going to play three cuts from the deluxe 45th anniversary edition of their self-titled. In fact, we are also going to be playing you a live track that's featured on the deluxe edition that was recorded in January 1973 at Bemidji State University's M100 Hall. So let's get into this lovely, lovely noise from Podipto this week on Minnesota Music Memories. On the way, you're going to get a live track, a little bluesier track called You Shook Me. We'll play you a little something called Mississippi Woman. But we're going to kick off with Mr. Robin from the Podipto self-titled album. This is Minnesota Music Memories.
Robin, sitting on my window pane, singing that happy song again before the sun comes up, reminding me of my woman and our lonely it is to be without her now. Woman, I just don't know what to do.
if it's left up to me, I'll come running back to you. From my window, I can hear the whistle of the train rolling down the tracks again, and tears come to my eyes, and I cry out for my woman and pray for the warmth all around me again. Woman, I just don't left up to me.
She looks so fine. I can remember. dropped to my knees. I was stoned and drunk, so I asked her if she had the time. She said, pull up the chair and we'll share some Mississippi wine.
Thank you.
State University, a group that cut their teeth on that very campus. Podipto from 45 years back from the recently remastered. It was last year they celebrated the 45th anniversary of their self-titled. It was a great deluxe edition of the album. There's other albums too you can check out from Podipto. Go on their website, see what's going on with them, and encourage maybe a comeback gig or two. Podipto there, Alive Stuff, You Shook Me. Before that, we went down to the Delta with Mississippi Woman. Always love when Midwesterners think about the Delta. I mean, Dylan, didn't he teach us about the world? And even though he was from the Iron Range? Yes, very imaginative group here, Podipto. And we kick things off with Mr. Robin. And that's our final big scent this week for Minnesota Music Memories. We're going to leave you now with a selection from the group Gypsy, from their debut album, a double progressive rock album that was released in 1970 and recorded at Devonshire Studios in North Hollywood, California. Here are Gypsy with a little tune from that double record called I Was So Young. Thanks for listening to Minnesota Music Memories. We'll be right back. From Pioneer 90.1 FM, KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, you've been listening to Minnesota Music Memories. Minnesota Music Memories was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios located in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. If you would like to check out this episode and other episodes of Minnesota Music Memories, you can head to our website, radionorthland.org, and see for yourself. Minnesota Music Memories is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Minnesota Music Memories, this has been Glenn Broggett. So long for now. We'll see you next week on Minnesota Music Memories.